classic tune, Bunny M, Rivers of Babylon. All right, so just in case you're just tuning for the first time and you're probably wondering, but this is not how Nigeria Info usually sounds. Well, you know, Hello Potsdam is a totally different vibe on its own. Oops, did I just say vibe? Yes, I did. Anyway, so we inform you, educate you, but we also want to have fun whilst we're doing it. It's a family-oriented program directed at Port Harcourt residents in particular, but you're more than welcome wherever you are in the world to join in, because we do not just talk about Port Harcourt, we actually relate everything to Port Harcourt. However, so let's kick off this morning. Me talking about football. Anywho, let's kick off this morning with a question. All right. Now, I know for the past, I would say 10, 15 years since I saw this, phenomenon or this particular practice, right? Many people have resorted to cheap levels of advertising. All right. We're talking about advertising successfully. Right. Please listen to this. Now, our local Dibia, Chana Achiru, by the way, all right, you know, called me a few days ago, sometime last week, say, come, let me tell you what I saw. And I was like, oh, what else? Because, you know, Chana is all around the place. In fact, next to me, I think Chana moves way more than anybody in this building. I digress. So he comes around and says, he was walking by, and then he saw on a wall, somewhere, not too far from where we are right now, call so-and-so-so number if you need a doctor. And I'm like, no, that's not right. That's not possible. So yes, that's what he saw. And then we had a conversation about it. And it got me thinking, in fact, since I left him that period, this particular gist has not left my head. Because way back in university, this form of advertising was very common. Call Chidobem on so-and-so-and-so number, all right? For your nails, call so-and-so-and-so for your artwork. If you went to Uniport, and if you went to Uniben as well, right, you would have either at Ofrima for the case of Uniport, or LT500 in case of Uniben, or Basement if you were in Uniben, you would have seen these adverts on the wall everywhere. They were plastered everywhere. Call Kingsley to fix your shoes on zero. And so people will walk around and you're basically seeing, you know, people advertising their skills or their abilities, you know, so that you can patronize them. After all, we're on campus. Everybody needed something from somebody. And then when I stayed outside campus, off campus, as they call it, all right, and I was moving around, even when I started working, you would find, and I'm sure to today you still see them, right? Call this number for electrician, for carpenter, for welder, for Mason, for Taylor, for this, for that. But I have never, up until when our local Dibia, China Cheru, mentioned it to me, I'd never seen anyone advertise for a doctor, or as a doctor rather. And it got me thinking, would you patronize, right, any services or service that wasn't, in quotes, properly advertised? When you tune into 92.3 RGN or any radio, you get to hear adverts every day, all right? Insurance, car adverts, car washing, tailoring, investment, this, that, you name it, they advertise. And some of you would, you know, satisfy your curiosity and make inquiries. But this morning, right, let me ask you on the office beat, what businesses would you not patronize if it was cheaply advertised? So, if you're walking down your street and you see call Okon for medical services, would you call? Or call Frank for your architectural work, would you call? Or call Dubem for your accounting service, would you call? Ooh, better still, call Franklin for your bouncer, who would you call? Between a carpenter, you know, a tailor, a mason, generator repairer, electrician, doctors, whom are you likely to call if you see their advertised number on the wall? You're just walking past. You just reach Rumokoro Junction. Call Jeanette, nurse specialist. Would you call? Ladies and gentlemen, let me find out if there is a bias. And if there is, what exactly is it? Why would you call an electrician whose number you found on the wall close to your street, but you would not call, I don't know if you would, call Nurse Jet, whose number is still on the same wall near your house.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, joining the conversation with the numbers 0817923 0003 0817923 0003 0817923 0007. All right, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. That's X, by the way. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us. All right, WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. 0809-060-6416. What business or businesses would you not patronize if you feel they were not properly advertised? I'm curious. If you are very confident in picking out a number from the millions along the streets on the wall to come and fix your electrical problems at home, would you respond the same way when a nurse, a doctor, an accountant advertises, call Patrick for your accounting solutions? Progress is in LLA. Progress, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Good
morning, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah. Because of the level of our development in Africa and in Nigeria, particularly Rivers State, we have most of those persons who advertise on the wall not to be the professionals as those who went to the university to acquire those skills.
Progress, are you sure? Are you sure? When people call electricians, there's some electricians who have been working 10, 15 years. They have rewired houses, companies. They didn't even enter the four walls of Unibed. Yet, they can read maps, they can read plans, and they can give you a good job with a fair price.
Let me tell you. Just walk through the street and you see corners. This for your medical services. And you call the person will tell you that I am a, because it's that not waiting. How did you call them? It was Larry Nuss.
No such thing.
That's the one you will see. Those other ones who are professionally trained, they are busy somewhere. They are in the hospitals. They are, you don't see them on the street. That's what I'm saying. You say call engineer, so that engineer is how did you call them? Those are people that fix generator on the road.
Yeah.
They are not those who are not. They don't call them, their name engineer and this. So that's what discourages people from patronizing those ones on the road, those who plaster the wall and all that. Because the other ones, they have complementary cards. That's what is called packaging. Those other ones that go to school have learned the skill of packaging their services. And you will not see them just on the road, on the signboard. I mean, what they call them? Small, written, call, not this, call. You will not see them because they have learned the skill entrepreneurship in the university on how to package their business and no longer on the street. So I think that is one reason why people will not go for those ones written by the roadside and all that.
So
I may not know how the professionalism in it.
So you would never patronize anybody whose number is on the wall for anything, whether it's electrician, tailor, you would never.
Except? On recommendation.
How do you
recommended to this social person, this person can do this thing very, very well.
How do you get to be recommended if your number is on the wall? Ibiso, from Odili Road. Ibiso, good morning to you.
Yes, Jude, good morning.
Good morning. Very quickly, Ibiso.
You see, those that advertise on the wall, I will not patronize a doctor. A nurse.
Ha.
But when it comes to accountants, I will not patronize it. But when it comes to electrician,
okay,
and civil engineer.
Now,
because of the way people are doing their adverts, some of them come to the radio and package themselves. at the end of the day, they're going to call these guys on the street that they are looking for a job to come and do the main work. If you want to find out on your own, just like you used to stroll out sometimes, go out and find out. So all these civil engineers that you are seeing, they will give them building plan. They will do everything accurate for you.
Mm-hmm.
And those that will come to the radio station, put on tie, put on suit, to come and say different things, Jude, let them go for the practical. They cannot do anything. They use it to
hide
their own game.
Fine, no problem. Let's agree with you that scenario does occur. But why would you prefer to go and hire someone who is, in quotes, quote unquote, a civil engineer from the wall? His number is there, but you will not go and call the man who is a doctor.
What I'm saying is because of the way experience and different things that we've experienced in life.
Okay, so he has experienced it. Interesting. Who is to say that the doctor whose number was advertised on the wall, call so-and-so as a doctor if you need medical advice, wasn't trained? Maybe he just hasn't gotten, a place of employment yet. He has a practice.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Tune to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
All right, so welcome back, 19.3 Nigeria Info. It's a bit of a long ad. It's giving you time to send me messages, and I get to read them. Now, if you are just joining us this morning, we are talking about advertising and of a peculiar kind. So my question is this, all right? What businesses would you not patronize if it was cheaply advertised? You see, a few days ago, our local DB Chanaichiro, on his very many walks, found a number on the wall that stated that there is a doctor available if you need a doctor on that number. And it got us talking. So, what exactly is getting a doctor? Why would a medical doctor resort to this level of advertising? And I postulated that it's very possible that maybe he's a young doctor, freshly out of university, or maybe he's finished his house job, his housemanship, and he's not found a place to start work. But, he needs work. An honest paying job. That's what. So he's basically going freelance, right? He's going freelance. He doesn't have a hospital. He doesn't have a clinic. No one has hired him just yet or her just yet. So, hey, why not? After all, we live in the information age. Everybody wants to get to be seen one way or the other. If we can have digital meetings, digital classrooms for our students, have digital parties, play video games online, why can't someone just call up a doctor, his number is found on the wall, say, hey, hello, doctor, can I see your ear, doctor? Oh, my head is spinning me. What do you think I should do? Huh. Interesting times we are in.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Frank is on the line. Frank is speaking to us from GRA. Frank, good morning.
Thank you very much, Jude.
Good morning.
It's Brown.
Oh, Brown. Oh, the computer here says Frank. Apologies. Go on, please.
It's okay. Yeah. Jude, I have 5 fingers in my hand.
I hope so.
Precisely, the right hand.
Okay.
Even my left hand, there are 5 fingers. But out of that 5, 3 has been burnt.
Ooh.
Yes, 3 has been burnt. And what is it that burnt them? Majorly. Investment trading, online investment trading.
Okay.
In fact, Jude, as I'm talking to you, if I ever heard anywhere they are discussing anything like online investment trade, if I am on driving and I heard it, they are saying it on radio, immediately I will just off the radio, not even tuning the channel to another channel. I will point the radio. I will never want to use my ear to hear. I never even want to use my eye and see any building, despite how eloquent, how despite how beautiful, well constructed that building and office is. And they say they are giving you 15% return on investment. If you invest so amount, at the end of every month, you'll be giving so percentage of investment, return on investment. I will never, even my enemy, I will never advise my enemy to do such investment. This is one investment, no matter how cheaply advertised, no matter how it is, no matter how they paint it, I have crossed my heart, I have crossed my soul. I will never put my money in anything online investment that promise to give a very high yield.
Okay.
Secondly,
right?
I don't know if you have noticed, Jude, you will still like to receive a message, congratulations, you are invited for an interview.
Oh yeah, I had that when I was looking for a job. I had that experience too.
Thank you. But you've not given your number. You didn't submit application anywhere. You are not telling anybody that okay, you are looking for a job. You stay like this, and you are working. You have a work you are doing. You are not in search of another job. But you say you receive a congratulatory message. You have been invited. You have been selected. You are invited for an interview. Come so please. Dude, I fall victim to such. When I went there, it's not what I would say on radio. So such these are the kind of things I would never indulge myself into. That's my take on this.
Okay, Frank, let me ask you. Now, if you're driving right now, all right, and you see on one board or maybe near your house, call Jude for your medical services. Would you call me in case you have a headache?
Jude, if you're a medical professional, if somebody is a medical, is a professional into something, I don't think that person will be cheaply, it will be so cheap to put a paper, A4 paper, and use ink and write, or some of them use marker and write it costs a social person. I think it is a fake.
You think it's fake? Okay.
So, professional, where you know what you are doing, you believe in yourself. There are ways to go about it. People will even look for you. By the time you have handled one person, you have handled one or two patients, those patients are the ones that will sell you. They will sell your market. You don't even need to start telling people that you do this thing. It is the people that have received your treatment, the people that have received your care, that will even sell who you are. So anything I see on such war, I never take them serious. Even till tomorrow, I will never take them serious.
So you've never called an electrician from a number you saw on the wall, nothing?
If I go to a shop of an electrician, or I go to a shop of a mechanic, and I see a number, call this electrician, if you put the name Chibuzo, call Chibuzo, electrician, fine. I'll give a workshop. Perhaps the person wants to advertise his number so that people that doesn't know that he's the one that is doing such a work can know. But just on the street, outside, and I see such a dude, I will never call.
You never call.
I beg that person that the person is not a professional into that job.
Okay. All right, Frank, thank you very much. Zion is also in GRA. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Zion.
What is the purpose of CAC, Corporate Affairs Commission? How many people have reduced that commission for the purpose? The problem with us is we don't do due diligence. Whenever we now fall victim, that's why he was complaining, we shout. Just like a man that is chasing a beautiful girl. The day he went behind their backyard and she poured him water, I will not come out and say, this is what she did to me. Three, CAC is definitely done so that in case you are looking for a service, you go to CAC. Companies that are into interior decor, all their names are there, interior decor. You pick any of them, you call them, and you do the business. If there is a failure with the transaction or you are not satisfied, you can now report that business to CAC. CAC will now know what to do, but we don't do that.
But let's bring it down to the everyday experience and the experiences some of us have had back in university. Going to school, you see, call Friday, generator repairer. Would you call such a person, Zion? Or have you?
Generator repair.
Mm.
Even if you go to the hospital, to the first thing the doctor asks to your medical history, if you don't have, they will say you have to create a folder. What does that tell you? The person you are calling, do you have the history of this person?
But somebody has to start somewhere.
It's not you that should go and start with the person.
Mm.
It's not you. You have got to do your due diligence. Okay, you go Friday shop. You see in shop, maybe so.
Mm.
Can you ask people, do you know Friday? How is he doing his job? Even do you know that even most of us that go to rent houses, we don't ask, make due diligence of the house rented. It's when we park into the house, we started seeing demons chasing us in the house. People be knocking the door when you are sleeping and nobody's knocking.
Then we fall,
your house will flood. Did you ask, how is the house? Why did they park out? Did you ask? This house is so beautiful, well decorated, but people left here. You park in, and when you have a problem, start complaining. Do your due diligence.
All right. Zaya, thank you very much. Obviously, he's not going to call anybody. Now, it is easy to find a professional in their place of duty. For instance, if I need a doctor, I will go to the hospital. And that means I must have noticed something in my system. But if any faults, I can call the electrician, for instance, right for the instant problem, Ezekiel Isaiah. But you see, Ezekiel, therein lies a flaw, right, in your own narrative, at least from my standpoint. And you know, I have to pick holes at every single response. Now, you go to the doctor, right, when there's an emergency, when you think there's something wrong with your system. But what if that emergency prevents you from going? Why do you feel very secure, right, calling a Friday or a James, whose number you found on the wall, right, close to your house because your TV went bad, or the bulbs, all of a sudden, all the bulbs in your house just blew? Why do you do that? Why? What makes you think that the fact that that person advertised his name and number, what makes you feel that he is great at his job? But a lot of people would very quickly call that number. They'll call Friday, who is the plumber. They'll call Emeka, who is the electrician. They'll call this person, who is the carpenter. All from their numbers. They were advertised. They were honestly advertised. You would call. They will come to your house. They will fix your plumbing. They will fix your light bulb. They will fix the lights. They will fix your generator. Why? So why do you have so much confidence that this person can do this job, but you are on your bed, you wake up, there's a serious banging headache, or you find out your leg is cramped up, you can't move. And then your neighbor says, I see one number for that wall. Or he said, doctor, make a call him. You say no. Why? Because who's to say the Friday, who's your electrician, who you called, right, to fix your bulb or whatever, who's to say that after he does it and he goes, after 2 days, you don't hear boa in our local parlance? Who's to say that won't happen? And then everything in your house is blown. And you're crying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Or they fix your plumbing. You flush once, it's great. Then by the time you have like 3 or 4 members of your family come over for a party, and then 5 people use the toilet back to back to back to back, you hear boom. Hey, suck a bed off, where's the apple? Why? Why are you so confident? If you can be confident with this one, why shouldn't you be confident with that one? I'm only asking the questions. Okay, all right, moving on. Good morning. Tammy MPH says, I would even watch twice at such a sign. You might end up in the wrong hands if you patronize such. That's why some people go missing. Safety first. We live in perilous times, Good morning, Jude. Are you aware that those advertisements you see on the walls around the power transformers are sources of kidnapping, organ harvesting, and ritual killing, and labor slavery, mostly targeted at the have-not individuals? The voiceless among us, things happen unreported. So that's why he won't patronize any number he sees, because these are perilous times. I didn't realize doctors were allowed to do that. For other things, people and what they are offering get found in all kinds of ways. Gone are the days when you could vouch for the quality of something because it's on radio or television, or even on social media or advertised by a celebrity. For instance, have you seen the fancy ads for tailoring and designing services, skincare or whitening products, slimming teas and getting bigger bum without surgery? But we know many of those CAC registered manufacturers and vendors are all going to hell, right? That's from Anonymous. He said, you know they're going to hell. Oh my God. All right, good morning, Jude. Destiny in Port Harcourt. Jude, when I was in secondary school, and that was some 6-7 years ago, I saw an advert on the wall around Aji Flower saying, if you are looking for a HIV positive partner to get married to, call this number. And I was shocked to see a man copying the number down. For me, I won't patronize a doctor, nurse, or any advert that dwells on health. My boss would always say that the difference between a mechanic that learnt and an apprentice and the one that went to school is packaging. All right, so let me ask you, if it's all about packaging, it then means that there is a slim chance, right? No, I wouldn't say slim. There is a very good chance, Destiny, that in quote, the doctor's number you find on the wall would be as good as any doctor in UPTH or in the state university or any other hospital around this area. It's chance packaging. Like I said, what if the doctor, just fresh out of school, is in need of money, apparently he's not into, you know, internet fraud, you know, he needs a hospital, you know, but he has his license, he's paid for his medical, but he used his last money to pay for his medical license they've given him, but there's no hospital to go and work. The hospital say, we cannot employ you, we cannot pay you. He decides to go freelance. Hello? It's freelancing. Is it not? Ah, well, I don't know. What do I know? This one says, I will not patronize hookup girls. Oh. I prefer meeting you in a function or something nice. Then you can tell me what you want. I prefer it that way. Really? Really? Escort services? Really? Really? Interesting. Not surprised. We're in Port Harcourt after all. I'm sorry. Oh. Okay, all right. Let's move on. Hi, Jude. These days, anyone who has paracetamol to sell now claims to be a doctor. Oh my goodness. Anyone who has paracetamol to sell now claims to be a doctor and is regarded by some persons as, in quote, doctor. It would not be professional, but a quack who would paste a poster advert for a doctor or nurse. I would never patronize such. I can't patronize wall poster adverts for plumber, gas stove repairer, mason, Tyler, etc. Abdul from Rumokoro. The bias is real, apparently. Now, Facebook and X at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. I get to the phone line shortly, please. But let's get to our social media platforms, shall we? At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. And if you're just joining us, good morning. Straightforward questions. What businesses would you not, I mean not, never patronize if they were, in quotes, cheaply or poorly advertised? What kind of business? In my time, a lot of people, and I inclusive, I would not deny this, you know, we would, you know, see a number, call for your cleaning, all right, back then, Uniport, or carpenter. Aha, generator repairer was a very popular one. So sometimes you're just walking. Oh, you see this number? Let me call. Oh, but where you day? Okay. I did Pitasso. Oh, yeah, come. My generator no good. Well, call room 111. I go there downstairs. Come see him. May just check and make you know what you go do. That's how a lot of us back in school those days fixed our generators. Then maybe over time, you probably have a good rapport with that person. You would. Okay, Jay on Facebook says, I can call or patronize all others except a medical practitioner or a nurse. But even when I call the rest, I grade them. If your job requires a plumb, a measuring tape, hacksaw, etc., and you don't have those, I disengage you immediately. all professions have tools to do them and they do it well and accurately. You don't use your eyes as a plumber or a piece of wood as a shovel. It's a no-no for me. Interesting. All right. This one says, good morning, Jude. I will never patronize herbal businesses, even if it's on promo. Okay. All right. Until you see. Alande Tarina Eric on Facebook says, I know go try them. Most of them are 419. I tried calling one of them before and it was a shocking one. So no for me. Good morning. All right. This one says, good morning, Jude. Kill me. I will not call any person in the medical field unless I am planning on the suicide. But Jude, the economic condition in the country has forced Nigerians to learn skills and even bring their services to your doorsteps. And a lot of them are good. Very good. Ukeji says. So you see, it seems as though we are in a bit of a quagmire, right? I can totally understand, and it makes a lot of sense that, look, in these times where people are worried about kidnapping, you know, armed robbery, and you know all of that, okay? It's understandable, right, to not want to patronize these individuals. But in the same vein, let's be very honest, some of you have certain mechanics that you've been used to for years, right? But this person is far off. You don't have the luxury with the price of oil to be going all the way to his place, all right? To fix your car, but just near your house, right? You saw there's a mechanic there. His number is there. Okoronkwo, BMW specialist. Okay. Let me call him. I see your number. He says he's a bit more brand new. He says, yeah, I'll go Asabi. All right, I'll come make I try you. There you go. Advertisement free, by the way. All right, this one goes on. Let's look beyond packaging. There is a so-called doctor who has moved here to Abuja from Lagos. Oh, this person's in Abuja. And is still being patronized by desperate people, despite the fact that she is notorious for butchering people's bodies or sending them to the grave beyond under the guise of performing cosmetic surgery. Sometimes the package tells you exactly what you will get, but other times the packaging is just to lure you into what you will regret. This is a very difficult place to be in, actually. Now that we're on this a conversation. Wow, this man looks like my father. I just got to see a picture on the television screen. This dude looks like my dad when he was like, what, 50s or something. Same beard. Heck, even the same gap in his tooth. Holy moly. Would you thunk it? Weird. Absolutely weird. All right. Good morning. Nigerians are unpredictable actors. A friend of mine worked for... Okay, this is too long. This is just too long. But yeah, I think everybody has a great point. You can and you can't. You should and you shouldn't. It's all about safety concerns, right? Talk.